KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the girls' state soccer championships held on Saturday in the finals. It was Ankeny beating Waukee 1-0 for the 3A crown. The 2A championship goes to Cedar Rapids Xavier, a 2-1 overtime winner over Waverly Shellrock. And the 1A title, Davenport Assumption, a 1-0 win over North Polk Saturday in Des Moines. In high school softball over the weekend, in Saturday's action, it was ACGC beating Exira EHK 11-4. Lots of tournament play as well over the weekend. At the John Stevens Classic in Creston, Atlantic picked up a couple of wins, beating Murray 6-3 and beating Nottoway Valley by a score of 12-3. Also, Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda 5-4. Washington over Central Decatur 12-1. Lennox in 8 innings, 2-1 over Sioux City East. Bondurant Farrar beat Murray 8-6. Central Decatur over Clarinda 7-4. Mount Air beat Sioux City East 5-1. Dallas Center Grimes over Creston 8-4. Lennox beat Red Oak 4-1. Mount Air over Red Oak 8-3. And Creston beat Central Decatur 6-5 as part of that tournament. At the Riverside tournament, it was Riverside beating East Mills 16-3. Thomas Jefferson downing East Mills 8-4. West Harrison beat Thomas Jefferson 9-0. West Harrison over Bedford 8-7, and Riverside beat Bedford by a 10-9 final. From the Woodward Granger tournament, it was Woodward Granger over Lewis Central 11-10. Pleasantville beat Abraham Lincoln 12-4, and Pleasantville over Lewis Central 16-1. At the OABCIG tournament, it was Kemper Catholic over Maple Valley 8-4. Ballard beating Denison 14-0. East Sac County over OABCIG 9-3. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac 4-3. In the third place match, Newell Fonda beat Denison 12-2. And in the championship match, it was Kemper Catholic picking up the victory. Also, Van Meter tournament saw Trainer beat Al Hamilton 3-2 in 8 innings, and the championship match saw Van Meter beat Trainer 4-1. From the Southeast Valley tournament, it was Coon Rapids Baird working its way to the consolation game, where they defeated Glenn Ralston by a final of 9-5 on Saturday. Well, the latest girls' high school softball rankings that came out just before the weekend show Collins Maxwell on top in Class 1A again this week, with Lisbon, Clarksville, Newell Fonda, and BCLUW the top five. In Class 2A, it's North Lynn, Durant, West Monona, Jessup, and Iowa City Regina the top five. In Class 3A, the top five includes Davenport Assumption, Humboldt, Louisa Muscatine, Solon, and Trainer. Atlantic is at number 7 in this week's poll, up a spot right behind Waterloo Columbus. In Class 4A, ADM, Carlisle, Charles City, Dallas Center Grimes, and Oskaloosa round out the top five, with Denison at number 6. Waukee, West Des Moines Valley, Iowa City High, Fort Dodge, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy are the top five ranked teams in the big school class this week. Well, from the weekend in boys' high school baseball play, lots of tournament action going on. Among the tournament play, Carroll tournament was held. It was Carroll over Coon Rapids Baird 10-0. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 9-7. The consolation match saw Coon Rapids Baird beat Logan Magnolia 14-7. Underwood took the title game 12-5 over Carroll. Also at the Dowling Classic, it was St. Albert beating Bishop Garrigan 14-4. Kemper Catholic over Bishop Garrigan 7-0. Newman Catholic beat St. Albert 15-14. Dowling Catholic over Kemper Catholic 10-0. In regular season play from the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Riverside 15-5. Tri-Center over Stanton 8-2. From the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison beat Exira EHK 11-8. And Cam over Red Oak 13-3 in Saturday baseball. Well, the Radio Iowa Baseball Coaches Association high school poll out this week has Johnston on top in Class 4A. Western Dubuque, Ankeny Centennial, Waukee, and Dowling Catholic are the top five. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is number one, followed by Davenport Assumption, Central DeWitt, Harlan is fourth, and Marion fifth. In 2A, it's Wilton, Dyke New Hartford, North Lynn, Trainer at number four, and Dyersville Beckman. And in Class 1A, Mason City Newman, Don Bosco, Southeast Warren, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Calamus Wheatland round out the top five rated teams in this week's poll. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cubs earned a 5-1 win over the Cardinals as Kyle Hendricks tossed one-run ball over seven innings to win his sixth straight decision. Hendricks is 7-0 with a 2.31 ERA in his last 10 starts against St. Louis, with the Cubs winning each of those games. Carlos Gonzalez hit his first Cubs homer, and Kyle Schwarber went 2-for-3 with a couple of RBIs as Chicago completed a three-game sweep of its National League Central rivals. Cards back in action tonight on the road at Miami. We'll have that Cards-Marlins game for you this evening. 5:15 is the pregame start time. Also in the National League, Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 4-3. The Mets over Colorado 6-1. It was Atlanta over Miami in 12 innings, 7-6. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 5-2. The Dodgers 1-0 over the Giants. Washington beat San Diego 5-2. In the American League, Eloy Jimenez crushed a 471-foot home run, and Yoan Moncada had four hits for the White Sox in a 5-2 victory against the Royals. Reynaldo Lopez limited Kansas City to one run and four hits in six innings after being torched for 19 earned runs in his last 13 and a third innings over his three previous starts. Also in the AL, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-1, Minnesota over Detroit 12-2, the Yankees beat Cleveland in 10 innings 7-6, Houston over Baltimore 4-0, Oakland beat Texas 9-8, Seattle over the LA Angels 9-3. In interleague play, Arizona beat Toronto 8-2. Well, the father of former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz says his son is out of danger after being wounded in a shooting at a bar in his native Dominican Republic. Leo Ortiz says the shots did not hit any major organs and added that he has no idea why someone would have shot his son. Authorities say Big Poppy was ambushed by a man who got off a motorcycle and shot him in the back at nearly point-blank range. Dominican National Police Director Ney Aldrin Batista Almonte says Ortiz underwent surgery and his condition was stable. Batista says the gunman was captured and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar. On college baseball news, Ole Miss scored 3 in the first, 5 in the second, as they pick up a 13-5 win over Arkansas Sunday to even their series. Their Super Regional at one game apiece. North Carolina faced a winner-take-all third game and picked up a 2-0 win over Auburn on Sunday to advance to the College World Series. Vanderbilt finished off a series with a win over Duke 13-2 on Sunday as the Commodores head to the College World Series. Texas Tech is on to the College World Series for the fourth time in school history. They post an 8-6 come-from-behind win over Oklahoma State. Kurt Wilson hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the eighth inning. Drew Mendoza had a couple of RBIs to help Florida State to a 5-4 12-inning walk-off win over LSU to sweep the Tigers in two games. The Seminoles are going to their 23rd College World Series. Mississippi State finished a sweep of Stanford with an 8-1 Sunday victory. They move on to their 11th College World Series. Michigan finished a series win over overall number one seed UCLA, posting a 4-2 victory as the Wolverines go to the College World Series for the first time since 1984. Oh, there'll be a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals, which means the Boston Bruins are back in line for the 7th National Hockey League Championship in team history. Brad Marchand scored a power play goal, and Tuukka Rask stopped 28 shots as the Bruins topped the Blues 5-1 in St. Louis last night to even that series at three games apiece. Boston broke it open with a four-goal third period. Game 7 is set for Wednesday in Boston, where the Blues have won twice in the series, as St. Louis remains one win away from its first-ever Stanley Cup title. Well, Kevin Durant took the practice floor Sunday for the first time in over a month to give the Golden State Warriors hope that he'll play in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight in Toronto. He's been out since suffering a strained calf during Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals against Houston. The Iowa basketball program got some much-needed good news on Sunday with the commitment of Valpo grad transfer Bakari Evelyn. The 6'2" guard averaged 12.5 points a game as a sophomore and 8.5 points per game in his junior year after recovering from an off-season ankle surgery. Evelyn chose the Hawkeyes over interest from other schools. He originally went to Nebraska out of high school before transferring after his freshman year. In tennis, Rafael Nadal pulled away in what had suddenly become a tight final to beat Dominic Thiem for his record-extending 12th French Open championship. It raises Nadal's Grand Slam title count to 18. That's within two of Roger Federer's record for men. In golf, Rory McIlroy ran away with the Canadian Open, closing with a 9-under-61 for a 7-shot win over Shane Lowry and Webb Simpson yesterday, as he had a chance to fire a 59 as he approached 18, but his shot from a greenside bunker went long, and he ended up tapping in for bogey to finish at a tournament record 22-under-par. Lexi Thompson sank a 20-foot putt for eagle on the 18th hole to complete a late comeback and win the ShopRite LPGA Classic. And Sunday's NASCAR Cup race at Michigan International Speedway was postponed because of rain and rescheduled for late this afternoon. The race never began, and the postponement was announced after a delay of about 2.5 hours from the scheduled start time. That's the second time in just over a month that a Cup race has been pushed past the weekend because of weather. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.